This morning on WCHL, the UNC School of Law dean is calling it quits.
We have an important mission to keep public legal education affordable, and by relative standards, we're still doing that.
Carolina's Board of Trustees will swear in the school's next student body president this morning. And traveling this Memorial Day weekend, you should keep your eyes out for a new mixture of fuel.
It can damage your engine. It can invalidate your catalytic converter.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, it's an uphill climb for UNC baseball after dropping game one of round robin play to Florida State last night. And
when is your preferred start for Carolina football?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL and the beginning of another nice day, partly sunny at least today. Slight chance of rain in the afternoon, our high today in the low 90s, another really warm one. Dean Jack Boger of the UNC School of Law is stepping down from that position after 9 years on the job. WCHL's Danny Hooley spoke with Boger recently about that decision.
I guess I'm most proud of keeping our ship moving in the right direction, if you would, during some very difficult times for American law schools. We have an important mission to keep public legal education affordable, and by relative standards, we're still doing that.
John Charles Boger, who goes by the first name Jack, will leave behind an impressive legacy of accomplishments when he steps down as dean of the UNC Law School in about 14 months. He's overseen the hiring of around 35 new faculty members over the past 8 years. Even in light of big state government cuts to UNC, Boger thinks the law school should be able to sustain that level of faculty for at least a decade to come, thanks to careful planning.
We've been very careful in thinking about how to make those expansions, and right now I think we can sustain that. We've hired a lot of people in at younger levels, salary levels that are lower than those, of course, of senior professors, and that's an advantage for a while.
One notable curriculum change Boger implemented in 2011 was a research and writing program for first-year students.
We had heard widely from alumni and others that law students, not just Carolina law students, but law students generally, were graduating without as strong skills in writing, without as much familiarity with the special kinds of writings that lawyers do.
To address that issue, the school added 6 or 7 faculty members dedicated to working with first-year students on their legal writing skills. Under Boger's leadership, the UNC School of Law implemented grant incentives for professors who created courses that gave students hands-on experience. Boger graduated from UNC Law School in 1974. He went on to work at the New York Supreme Court Appellate Division, as well as a prestigious New York firm. Beginning in the late 1970s, he gravitated more towards civil rights work and lent his talents to the NAACP and the Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Boger joined UNC's law faculty in 1990. When civil rights hero Dr. Julius Chambers retired as Chancellor of North Carolina Central University in 2001, he was invited by Dr. Gene Nickel, who was dean of the UNC Law School at the time, to start a center for civil rights. Boger, an old friend of Chambers, was chosen as his deputy director.
It was really one of the high points of my professional life.
Boger's timing and his decision to return to teaching has led some to wonder if it has anything to do with a recent controversy involving Nickel. Nickel, who currently teaches constitutional law and federal jurisdiction at UNC, is also the director of the Center on Poverty, Work, and Opportunity. He's also a columnist for the News and Observer. Last October, one of Nickel's jabs at North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory angered some of the governor's supporters, and one of them was Ed McMahon, who's on the UNC Board of Governors. Boger dismisses the notion that pressure from conservative groups has anything to do with his decision to step down.
The Gene Nickel controversy is like one of many controversies I've had as dean. It exerts some pressures on the school, but maybe 5% of the pressure that I feel as a dean, not 50%. So that really didn't factor into the decision at all.
With a capital campaign coming up soon, Boger says he figured he should step down before it was time to start courting donors. He says it's more appropriate to leave that to his successor.
Well, I'm 8 years in to what would otherwise be a 10-year deanship. And so the question is, do I step down after another year, after 9 years or after 10. Well, a capital campaign is likely to get started about a year from now. So either I do a year's of it and singing the key of G, and then in comes somebody else who'd like to sing in the key of A flat, and that's awkward to do.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
More university news this morning. He's been on the job for nearly 2 months, but UNC student body president Andrew Powell officially takes his oath of office today in a meeting of the UNC Board of Trustees. Powell, who was elected in a runoff against Emilio Vicente in February, says he plans to address student affordability in his speech to the trustees today.
Affordability is a big challenge, particularly for public institutions now. Over the past few years, we've seen the economic realities of the day require a cutback in funding for a lot of public institutions. Carolina has been hit pretty hard by those cutbacks, and as a result, we've seen tuition increases for in-state and out-of-state students. Coupled with that, you have increasing numbers of student debt, as well as many students who are struggling to get jobs after graduation.
Powell told WCHL that he's recently been to Raleigh to meet with state representatives and to present some student concerns about budget cuts to the UNC system.
This is something where we really are seeing the impact in our life as students. Students struggling to get into courses that they need, students struggling to graduate on time on the basis of not being able to get those courses.
The full board of the UNC Board of Trustees takes place today at 8 a.m. in the Hill Ballroom at the Carolina Inn. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt is also scheduled to speak at today's event. You can view the full agenda at WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:12. More news coming up in just a moment.
My house is really spent. Every inch of it is low rent. No class, I'm such a nerd. It's time to call Cedarburg. It just really makes good sense. 30 years experience. Call the man with means and the dream team. Bill Cedarburg.
For more information, go to CedarburgKitchens.com.
This is Charlie Ferris from Jersey Mike's Subs on Elliott Road, and I'm happy to announce that we're bringing the best sub sandwich on the planet to Chapel Hill North. Our customers asked and we listened. You can now enjoy the same high-quality subs and exceptional customer service you love at 1802 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill North. Come enjoy the beautiful spring weather in our large outside seating area. Order online at jerseymikes.com or call us at 919-903-8946.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing. To receive credit within 3 months, other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers 4G LTE.
Hello, this is Mark Kleinschmidt, mayor of Chapel Hill, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Well, thank you, Mayor. 6:14 at WCHL. Orange County Commissioners will formally vote to appoint a new county manager tonight. Bonnie Hammersley will be appointed to replace Frank Clifton, who resigned last fall. She'll take over from interim county manager Michael Talbert at the end of June. Tonight, the board will also hold the first of two public hearings on next year's budget. The meeting begins at 7 o'clock at the Department of Social Services office in Hillsborough. The North Carolina legislature has received a lot of criticism for its cuts to public education, adding pressure to the local government's efforts to support its schools. The Chapel Hill-Cumberland City School Board has requested $3.8 million in local money, including $750,000 more in renovations. If the county manager does not meet their budget request, Chapel Hill-Cumberland City Schools will have a $2.7 million shortfall, leading to first-round proposed reductions in gifted specialist positions and central office staff members. An additional $2 million in cuts affects the students more directly, though reductions in media assistants in schools, high school theater classes, elementary teacher assistants, and more gifted specialists. Jeff Hall, president of the Chapel Hill-Cumberland PTA Council, says it's important for the commissioners to pick up the slack in funding caused by changes in the state budget, a job that needs to be done quickly and creatively.
I have a third grader who was identified as gifted. I don't want to see her lose a gifted specialist in her school that will meet her needs, that will help her develop as a child. No, there's nothing on this list that is okay.
Governor Pat McCrory's new $21 billion proposed budget includes $263 million towards increasing teachers' pay in upcoming years, an amount many educators, like Culberth Middle School teacher Chuck Hennessy, finds unrealistic.
It can.
In a Republican legislature who has thus far not worked with him, they are not going to approve more taxes in order to get the budget that they need. Is he truly ignorant of what the real state of education in our state is?
With many North Carolina teachers working multiple jobs and applying for public assistance, it is a clear indication of a lack in public education, even right here in Orange County. Here is Chapel Hill Cumberland City Schools Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze.
Teacher assistants, the media assistants, the theater techs, the remainder of the gifted specialist positions that we had initially brought forward, all those will have a direct impact on the classroom and a direct impact on the services we're providing kids.
The Board of County Commissioners proposed budget includes a total $92.3 million in school spending, a $3 million increase in last year's amount. The board will have to balance this delicate weight in order to best fund both districts, even with the budget increases. The Orange County School Board is requesting $1.96 million more from the commissioners, a 5.7% increase.
I absolutely believe in their ability and find a way to fully fund both Orange County Schools and Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools for the upcoming year. And we need them to do that now more than ever.
Orange County commissioners will host a couple of public hearings on the budget on May 22nd and 29th. Of course, the 22nd is tonight. Final budget will be adopted by June 17th. To hear the complete discussion, you can find the story on our website, chapelbro.com. Gas prices are expected to climb close to $2.63 a gallon, 20 cents higher than at this time last year, while a record high of nearly 980,000 North Carolina drivers will be traveling by automobile this Memorial Day weekend, despite those rising prices. But there's another factor drivers should watch out for on the road this weekend. Those traveling this weekend ought to be on the lookout for gas stations that sell E15 gasoline, a form of fuel that contains 15% ethanol made from corn in order to reduce dependence on fossil fuels in the United States. Manager of Public Affairs for AAA Carolinas, Tom Crosby, told WCHL,
I absolutely believe in their ability and find a way to fully fund both Orange County Schools and Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools.
Well, that is obviously not Tom Crosby. I apologize. We'll have his comments later. Those driving, especially to locations out of state, are advised by Crosby and AAA Carolinas to check service station pumps and consult the owner's manual for their particular vehicle to confirm that they're using the correct fuel. For more on this story, you can read it on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:19. Time now for traffic and weather together. Our traffic report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Not a lot of traffic happening out there in the road this morning, but that situation certainly going to change in just a little while here. While volume is low right now, it's going to be heavy an hour from now, that's for sure. And we'll be reporting on traffic every half hour or so, unless something unusual happens, and then we'll do it more often than that. In the meantime, if you want to tell us about something we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL Road Warrior. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to tastes great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. Really hot today, partly sunny, 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the low 90s, and already we are at 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. Boy, it feels like it's afternoon out there already. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the low 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies. 20% chance for showers and thundershowers in the afternoon. Or high tomorrow in the low 80s. Looking ahead a little bit tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 50s. Saturday's going to be a nice sunny day with a high of about 80. Well, that sounds more manageable. Saturday night, nice, clear skies, lows in the low 50s. And then on Sunday, mostly clear with a high in the low 80s. So pretty good weather coming up for the first part of your Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day itself, Monday, looks sunny with a high in the middle 80s. So we have some really good weather staring in the face. I don't think anybody's going to complain about it, that's for sure. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. Seventh-seeded North Carolina baseball team dropped its opening game of pool play in the ACC tournament by a score of 7-1 to second-seed Florida State last night at Newbridge Bank Park in Greensboro. With that loss, the Tar Heels fell to 33-24 on the season, while the Seminoles improved to 42-14 with a victory. Starting FSU pitcher Billy Strode tossed six shutout innings to stymie the Carolina Bats as Taylor Cherry struggled to hold the Seminole offense at bay. Seminoles scored four runs in the fourth inning to seize control of the game. Tar Heels avoided a shutout by getting on board in the seventh thanks to Alex Rayburn's RBI single that scored Landon Lassiter. Heisman Trophy winner Jameis Winston entered the game in relief duty for Florida State and secured the final nine outs to give Strode his second win of the season. It doesn't get any easier for Carolina. Next up for the Tar Heels is a Friday night meeting with third seed Virginia at 7 p.m. Head coach Mike Fox says Benton Moss is expected to start things off on the mound for the Tar Heels against the Cavaliers. Brandon Gold hit a two-run single in the eighth to help Georgia Tech rally past top seed Miami 6-3 in the Atlantic Coast Conference tournament. The ninth seed Yellow Jackets are now 34-24 on the season. They had to beat Wake Forest in Tuesday's elimination round to reach pool play, and they trailed 3-1 in this game last night against the Hurricanes. But they scored two runs in the seventh to tie it and then added an insurance run in the ninth on Matt Gonzalez's RBI single. Georgia Tech will face fourth-seeded Duke today in Pool A, while Miami will move on to face fifth-seed Clemson. So there have been some upsets in this ACC tournament. Unfortunately, Carolina is not part of one of them. It seems like the NCAA can't hold the Final Four in men's lacrosse lately without Duke. The defending national champion and top seed Blue Devils are 15-3 on the lacrosse season. They're in the national semifinals for the eighth consecutive year, and they will play fifth seed Denver on Saturday in Baltimore. Attack man Kyle Keenan says the players blindly follow the coaches because we know they know how to get it done. That's a quote. Coach John Tanowski, the first coach to reach the Final Four in each of his first 8 years at a school, took over the program from Mike Pressler in July of 2006 when three players faced rape allegations that turned out, of course, to be false. His first Duke team reached the NCAA title game in 2007, starting a run of success that continues to this day. It is 6:23 at WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. More scores, sports coming your way next hour, right here on WCHL.
My house is really spent. Every inch of it is low rent. No class, I'm such a nerd. It's time to call Cedarburg. It just really makes good sense. 30 years experience. Call the man with means and the dream team, Bill Cedarburg.
For more information, go to CedarburgKitchens.com.
I always love my mama. She's my favorite girl.
This is Ron Stutz. We recognize hometown heroes every day, Monday through Friday, here on WCHL, sponsored by Performance Auto Mall. All this month, our hometown heroes will be moms. Actually, moms, grandmothers, daughters, those who are moms in one way or another, who also do good things in our community. Since Mother's Day is this month, they deserve some special recognition. Listen for lots of words of praise coming from those people who nominated them. Each mom we talk about will get a free massage from Massage Envy Spa at South Point in Eastgate. And one of our people doing the nominating will get a special prize package, including a Deepak VIP prize pack with tickets to see Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, free parking, and a dinner gift card. It's our special Moms Month to recognize moms who are hometown heroes right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
All right,
another hometown hero, very special mom, coming your way at 6:55 this morning. It is 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. You may have heard of the saying, where you stand depends on where you sit. Well, that's true about a lot of things. And perhaps it applies to whether or not you like working behind a desk all day.
Everyone has a different definition for the ideal work experience. Some people like to be in the thick of the action of the office. Others like the freedom of being in the field and not working behind a desk. And there's advantages and disadvantages to both scenarios.
That's Jennifer Grass of Career Builder. They asked workers about the perks and pitfalls of those scenarios. More after this. If you think identity theft is not your problem, think again. We've seen massive identity breaches from department stores to social media sites. Free credit score monitoring won't protect your identity. It only shows the damage already done. So you need to be proactive. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate Protection. LifeLock searches a trillion data points every minute to detect threats, not only to your credit, but also your bank accounts and even your home equity. LifeLock alerts you if anything suspicious is found and then helps shut it down. In the unlikely event anything still slips through, LifeLock will help you restore your good name. Bottom line, LifeLock helps protect you in ways credit score monitoring alone can't. But you have to be a member to be protected. Visit LifeLock.com now and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock at 800-838-8040 and mention Osgood. 800-838-8040. 800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions. Fastest alerts require members' current email address.
Jennifer Grass says people who typically work at a desk and those who don't have some things in common.
They tend to be equally happy in their roles, but they're also equally stressed.
As for the desk-bound folks,
workers in desk jobs are more likely to report being overweight, but they're also earning more and they're happier with their pay. There's also the misconception that if you're working at a desk job, that means you have longer hours. It's not necessarily the case.
And what about the people who aren't desk-bound?
Workers in non-desk jobs have less complaints about their work environment, but they have a higher tendency for burnout. Some of this may be attributed to having physically taxing jobs or having to travel often for work. There's a little bit of a difference there.
Desk or no desk, chances are if you have a mobile device, your work knows how to follow you.
Technology makes work very accessible wherever you are, and certainly you see a growing trend where more people are working remotely. They have different work arrangements today than what you would have seen 10 or 20 years ago. So I think mobile has opened the door to having more of a variety in the work scenario. That brings up new challenges, and it also brings up new advantages for workers.
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
The Kennedy Dental Group has a brand new location at 1721 East Franklin Street in the iconic WC Hotel building across from the Eastgate Shopping Center. With their spacious new offices, Drs. Jeff Kennedy, Dick Wagner, and Leland Webb are now happily accepting new patients at their convenient location with plenty of free parking. Whether a returning patient or looking for a new dentist, the Kennedy Dental Group is ready for you. Call 919-967-9291 for an appointment or go online at KennedyDentalGroup.com.
Chick-fil-A and University Mall is partnering with Fayetteville Cares to collect care package items for deployed soldiers this Memorial Day Monday. Get a grilled chicken sandwich in exchange for bringing in at least three collectible items, such as a protein breakfast bar, packs of tuna fish, chapstick, and individual packs of nuts. Chick-fil-A will also give current soldiers and veterans a free grilled chicken sandwich by showing their military ID. Celebrate Memorial Day through the care package collection and by purchasing a one-day-only red, white, and blue milkshake at Chick-fil-A and University Mall on Monday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's half off. $20 of delicious food and drinks available now for $10. The Triangle's oldest brewery is open every day for lunch, dinner, and late night and offers local beef burgers, hand-cut fries, and fun appetizers. New for the summer is a Triple S Lager, a full-flavored Vienna-style lager perfect for hot Carolina summers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Wake up with Ron Stuss. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Well, it's hard to believe it's this warm this morning, but it's 71 degrees right now. Expect partly sunny skies all day, 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms late in the day, probably late in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s, so really warm weather on the way. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance for showers and thundershowers, and the low tonight in the low 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance for showers and thunders in the afternoon, about a 20% chance, and the high in the low 80s. Looking ahead a little bit, tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 50s. Saturday, it'll be about 80, and Sunday, our temperature's in the low 80s. Monday, sunny with a high in the middle 80s. So good Memorial Day weekend coming up. Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant in Chapel Hill, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Ysidro Garcia is in custody, arrested in Southern California after allegedly kidnapping a woman and holding her for 10 years. Santa Ana Police Department Corporal Anthony Bertagna.
He convinced her that her family didn't care.
More from CBS's Steve Futterman.
Neighbors of the couple are telling very different stories. Some neighbors say they are shocked. They say that the couple appeared to be happy. Other neighbors, though, are suggesting that Ysidro Garcia kept a close watch on the victim and that when she would leave the house for a few minutes, he would sometimes peer through the window to see where she was.
After seeing her sister on Facebook, the woman who'd been kidnapped contacted authorities. Mark Class lost his daughter Polly when she was kidnapped and murdered in 1993. He's now a missing children's advocate. And as for this case in Southern California,
this has to help the families of people that are still missing because it gives them hope that they may still find their children alive.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
71 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Dean Jack Boger of the UNC School of Law is stepping down from that position after 9 years. WCHL's Danny Hooley spoke with Dean Boger recently about that decision.
I guess I'm most proud of keeping our ship moving in the right direction, if you would, during some very difficult times for American law schools. We have an important mission to keep public legal education affordable, and by relative standards, we're still doing that.
John Charles Boger, who goes by the first name Jack, will leave behind an impressive legacy of accomplishments when he steps down as dean of the UNC Law School in about 14 months. He's overseen the hiring of around 35 new faculty members over the past 8 years. Even in light of big state government cuts to UNC, Boger thinks the law school should be able to sustain that level of faculty for at least a decade to come, thanks to careful planning.
We've been very careful in thinking about how to make those expansions, and right now I think we can sustain that. We've hired a lot of people in at younger levels, salary levels that are lower than those, of course, of senior professors, and that's an advantage for a while.
One notable curriculum change Boger implemented in 2011 was a research and writing program for first-year students.
We had heard widely from alumni and others that law students, not just Carolina law students, but law students generally, were graduating without as strong skills in writing, without as much familiarity with special kinds of writings that lawyers do.
To address that issue, the school added 6 or 7 faculty members dedicated to working with first-year students on their legal writing skills. Under Boger's leadership, the UNC School of Law implemented grant incentives for professors who created courses that gave students hands-on experience. Boger graduated from UNC Law School in 1974. He went on to work at the New York Supreme Court Appellate Division, as well as a prestigious New York firm. Beginning in the late 1970s, he gravitated more towards civil rights work and lent his talents to the NAACP and the Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Boger joined UNC's law faculty in 1990. When civil rights hero Dr. Julius Chambers retired as Chancellor of North Carolina Central University in 2001, he was invited by Dr. Gene Nickel, who was dean of the UNC Law School at the time, to start a center for civil rights. Boger, an old friend of Chambers, was chosen as his deputy director.
It was really one of the high points of my professional life.
Boger's timing and his decision to return to teaching has led some to wonder if it has anything to do with a recent controversy involving Nickel. Nickel, who currently teaches constitutional law and federal jurisdiction at UNC, is also the director of the Center on Poverty, Work, and Opportunity. He's also a columnist for the News and Observer. Last October, one of Nickel's jabs at North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory angered some of the governor's supporters, and one of them was Ed McMahon, who's on the UNC Board of Governors. Boger dismisses the notion that pressure from conservative groups has anything to do with his decision to step down.
The Gene Nickel controversy is like one of many controversies I've had as dean. It exerts some pressures on the school, but maybe 5% of the pressure that I feel as a dean, not 50%. So that really didn't factor into the decision at all.
With a capital campaign coming up soon, Boger says he figured he should step down before it was time to start courting donors. He says it's more appropriate to leave that to his successor.
Well, I'm 8 years in to what would otherwise be a 10-year deanship. And so the question is, do I step down after another year, after 9 years or after 10. Well, a capital campaign is likely to get started about a year from now. So either I do a year's of it and singing the key of G, and then in comes somebody else who'd like to sing in the key of A flat, and that's awkward to do.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Today is a big day for the university. He's been on the job for nearly 2 months, but UNC student body president Andrew Powell officially takes his oath of office today at a meeting of the UNC Board of Trustees. Powell, who was elected in a runoff against Emilio Vicente in February, says he plans to address student affordability in today's speech to the trustees.
Affordability is a big challenge, particularly for public institutions now. Over the past few years, we've seen the economic realities of the day require a cutback in funding for a lot of public institutions. Carolina has been hit pretty hard by those cutbacks, and as a result, we've seen tuition increases for in-state and out-of-state students. Coupled with that, you have increasing numbers of student debt, as well as many students who are struggling to get jobs after graduation.
Powell told WCHL that he's recently been to Raleigh to meet with state representatives and to present some student concerns about budget cuts to the UNC system.
This is something where we really are seeing the impact in our life as students. Students struggling to get into courses that they need, students struggling to graduate on time on the basis of not being able to get those courses.
The full board meeting of the UNC Board of Trustees takes place today at 8 a.m. in the Hill Ballroom at the Carolina Inn. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt is also scheduled to speak. You can view the full agenda at WCHL's website, chapelborough.com. The North Carolina legislature has received a lot of criticism for its cuts to public education, adding pressure to the local government's efforts to support its schools. The Chapel Hill-Cumberland City School Board has requested $3.8 million in local money, including $750,000 more in renovations. If the county manager does not meet their budget request, the Chapel Hill-Cumberland City school system will have a $2.7 million shortfall, leading to first-round proposed reductions in gifted specialist positions and central office staff members. An additional $2 million in cuts affects students more directly, though reductions in media assistance in schools, high school theater classes, elementary teacher assistants, and more gifted specialists. Jeff Hall is president of the Chapel Hill-Cumberland PTA Council. He says it's important for the commissioners to pick up the slack in funding caused by changes in the state budget, a job that needs to be done quickly and creatively.
I have a third grader who was identified as gifted. I don't want to see her lose a gifted specialist in her school that will meet her needs, that will help her develop as a child. There's nothing on this list that is okay.
County commissioners will hold two public hearings on the budget tonight and again a week from tonight. A final budget will be adopted by June 17th. To hear the complete discussion, you can find this story on our website. A lot more details there at chapelborough.com. Gas prices are expected to climb close to $2.63 a gallon. That's 20 cents higher than at this time last year, while a record high of nearly 980,000 North Carolina drivers will be traveling by automobile this Memorial Day weekend, despite those rising prices. But there's another factor drivers should watch out for on the road this weekend. Those traveling this weekend should be on the lookout for gas stations that sell E15 gasoline, a form of fuel that contains 15% ethanol made from corn in order to reduce dependence on fossil fuels in the United States. Manager of Public Affairs for AAA Carolinas, Tom Crosby, told WCHL,
"Only 5% of the vehicles today are approved for using E15.
Crosby warns about the risks that could result from using E15 in vehicles that are not approved.
It can damage your engine. It can invalidate your catalytic converter. Many manufacturers will void the warranty that you have if you use E15.
Those driving, especially to locations out of state, are advised by Crosby and AAA Carolinas to check service station pumps and consult the owner's manual for their particular vehicle to confirm that they're using the right fuel. For more on the story, you can read it on our website at chapelborough.com. The state Senate wants North Carolina to begin issuing the first permits to explore underground for natural gas using a process called fracking as soon as next summer. The chamber gave initial approval on Wednesday to legislation that refines further the path for the state to attract energy exploration companies interested in potential gas deposits. The bill would remove the 2012 moratorium blocking permits until a state regulatory commission created the rules. Those rules are entering their final development stages now. The legislation says permits could be issued starting July 2015. Senators supporting the legislation argued it's time for the state to finally reap the benefits of jobs and revenues from fracking with state-of-the-art regulations. Opponents say more time is needed to ensure that drinking water and communities are protected. Well, who cares whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats that control Congress? That may sound like a silly question, but that's actually the result of a new Associated Press GFK poll. About half of Republicans surveyed say it doesn't matter who's running Congress, and only about 37% of Democrats prefer Democratic leadership. 90% of Republicans and Democrats polled say they're fed up with both parties and disapprove of Congress. 641 at WCHL. Coming up next, Wes Hare talks about all the things we could do in our local community if our money didn't go to war. That is on the way next.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers for GLTE.
70 degrees, 643. At WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Again, I sing. War, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Good God, y'all, listen to me. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Here we go again. Memorial Day. Can you imagine a world without war? There will be memorials across the U.S. of A., and we, the Orange County Peace Coalition, have commemorated and mourned the victims of war through gatherings at the Carborough Farmers Market Gazebo ever since 09/11. Now, 13 years later, we are moving to Extraordinary Ventures in Chapel Hill and imagining a world without war. We will view and discuss a video which challenges us to dare, to dream, and to believe peaceful solutions could really happen. While we are imagining this, we will listen to Senator Ellie Kinnaird and try to reflect and act on what could be done in Orange County if the war dollars could instead be spent here on health, education, human services, better school support, and on and on and on. We will hear a proclamation from Mayor Mark and sign petitions to our political leaders seeking their support, courage, wisdom, and serious actions to reduce the war machine and reallocate the resources to what our community and all human communities need. Again, I sing, with apologies to Edwin Starr, now resting in peace. War, war, what is it good for? Listen to me, absolutely nothing. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina's baseball team fell to 33-24 on the season after dropping a 7-1 decision to Florida State.
on Wednesday at the ACC tournament. Alex Rayburn was a bright spot for the Tar Heels at the plate, going 2-for-4 with a run driven in. But on the bump, it was Billy Strode taking the day, going 6 innings of four-hit baseball, not a run, no walks, and 5 strikeouts for the Seminoles, who improved to 42-14. Following the 6-run loss, Mike Fox had this to say about his team's prospects going forward.
Tonight's very indicative of how they beat you. You get a guy out, they get a 2-out hit, you know, from Gonzalez. They get the leadoff guy on Brazilian, and then they sack, and we walk the next two guys. You walk their hitters, they punish you. It's what they did at Boschhammer, and it's what they did tonight. Their number 9 guy steps up there after 2 walks. You know, the bases are loaded, and, you know, hits the ball down the line, and, you know, we couldn't gain anything. We couldn't do anything at all offensively, couldn't get any momentum, obviously, with the double plays, and they just beat us soundly.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your trusted choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
For the remainder of the ACC tournament, the Tar Heels will have today off. Then it's a 7 o'clock showdown on Friday versus Virginia, and then a 3 o'clock affair Saturday versus the Maryland Terrapins.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of mom and dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our 3 convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this. Member FDIC.
When you're in charge of an office, to make it run the way you want, you have to know how people think, how they react, and how to organize accordingly. And it also helps to know how machines think, because you know they've got minds of their own too. Hi, I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the source in the triangle for your office equipment needs. I've been in the business for 10 years, and I have a bachelor's in psychology. I'm just saying. So if you want an office that knows how people think, visit me online at copycei.com.
6:49 at WCHL. Can you believe it's 6:49 already? time for traffic. What in the world is going on? Traffic brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Well, thank you, Ron. 15501 northbound between Estes Drive and I-40, seeing some delays. NC-54 between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing delays as well. Just minor to moderate delays there. Nothing at all remotely like what it was yesterday on I-40. It was a parking lot between the Durham Freeway and I-540. It's clear there now, and everything else looking pretty good. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And Ron,
yeah,
it's going to be a tough challenge for UNC baseball now, because if you think about it, you got to win the pool, which means that Florida State has to lose 2 to get the tie, you know, there can't be a tiebreaker. Florida State would win that against Carolina, mm-hmm. and Carolina has to win out. So, a tough road ahead.
Yeah, it really is. And Tar Heels, of course, what Rand is referring to, lost last night, and that's not good. So, we wish him well.
That's right.
We hope
still hope for an NCAA bid, though.
Exactly.
That's
we good. Hope we hope they've done enough to get into the NCAA tournament.
They are a strong team, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
You bet.
You're all dressed up this morning. You look good.
That's right. Heading over to see the Board of Trustees of UNC today.
I'm sure that'll be fun.
Yeah. I'll talk to you on the road for the 7:15 traffic update and okay. As I'm on my way over there.
Sounds good.
All right.
First town to count.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's. Good to go. And now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, it looks really nice. 70 degrees right now. It's going to be warm today. High today in the low 90s. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain and the low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, another warm day, although not quite as warm. Partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderboomers, and the high tomorrow in the low 80s. So temperatures are going to back off just a little bit. Time now for celebrity birthdays. WCHL. Got a whole bunch of them. Actor Michael Constantine is 87 years old today. Conductor Peter Nero is 80. Actor-director Richard Benjamin is 76. Actor Frank Converse, 76. Former CNN anchor Bernard Shaw, 74 years old today. I used to really like him. Actress Barbara Parkins is 72. That's hard to believe. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star pitcher Tommy John is 71 years old today. Songwriter Bernie Taupin, who wrote so many great things with Elton John, 64 years old today. Singer Morrissey is 55. Actress Ann Cusack, 53. Let's see here. White House Press Secretary Jake Carney, 49 years old today. Johnny Gill, who was a solo artist and also was with New Edition, 48 years old today. Actress Brooke Smith, 47. Model Naomi Campbell, 44. Actress Allison Eastwood, I think that's Clint's daughter, 42 years old today. Actor Sean Gunn is 40. Actress Maggie Q is 35. I have no idea what Q stands for. And Olympic gold medal speed skater Apollo Anton Ono is 32 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Robert Bratcher, Larry High, Gary Phillips has a birthday, as does Sharon White, Mary Price, Cecilia Mackey, Kathy Cole, Shirley Thurman, and Julia Jones. Ronnie Lloyd also has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Ronnie. And Frank Heath over at Cat's Cradle. Frank has a birthday today. Frank, listen to some good rock and roll today, buddy. Gary Kay also has a birthday. And our birthday winner of the day is Kathleen Ricciuso. Happy birthday, Kathleen. Kathleen Ricciuso has a birthday, and I think she's 39 again. And she is going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they always love taking care of their customers, and they will love taking care of you, too. Kathleen Ricciuso, happy birthday from all of us at WCHL. WCHL, time now for trivia once again. Freddie Cogger in here every day to brighten your day with trivia.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, these are dark times.
I hope not. It's spring. I mean, dadgum, it's supposed to be a little bit of levity, you know?
Yeah, very little. A little levity. By the way, that was a great question we had yesterday.
Well, you're very kind. You know what? I'm going to follow up the theme today.
Mm-hmm.
The ACC baseball tournament continues in Greensboro at Bridge Bank Stadium.
Absolutely.
We're going to do something today. Longitudes. Oh. Longitudes.
Uh-oh.
Following up on what we did yesterday. Changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes.
But this is not about a song here.
No, right? This is about Chapel Hill.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, Chapel Hill, folks, is 79.0333 west longitude.
Mm-hmm.
Name one of three countries on their mainland we might be in if we went straight south on that longitude line of Chapel Hill to South America.
Okay.
Three countries in South America would be on the very same west longitude line as Chapel Hill. Our question is just name one of the three that we would intersect.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Angela Davis Kinsey is today's WCHL Hometown Hero, another very special mom. She was nominated by Pam Friedman. And Pam, thanks for letting us know about Angela.
Oh, thank you. It's very exciting to be able to nominate her. I think sometimes that people who are busy being moms may not get the recognition they deserve. So it was a great thing to do.
Angela has, not only is she a mom herself, but she also does some great things in the community. Tell us about that.
She works with the LA2 League, and she has for many years now, and that is helping mothers with breastfeeding, but it also goes a little bit further than that, that it helps with mothering and helping moms to know what's normal and what's not. The support, the mother-to-mother support, and making moms feel good about themselves and helping with questions.
Well, I understand that she has plenty of wisdom from which to draw since she is the mother of five herself.
This is true. She has three daughters, ages, let's see, 15 to, oh my goodness, one-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's about, yeah. So three girls and two boys, and I've been privileged to know all of them except the oldest one from birth, and the oldest one I met when she was three. So I've known Angela and worked with her for a very long time.
Well, Angela also put together these monthly meetings at La Leche League, and what goes on at these meetings?
It's a very open format, so she usually starts off with a topic that we could all discuss to get to know each other, and then questions, burning questions we call them, that moms may have come with, just not sure if things are working right with breastfeeding, and getting feedback from not only Angela, but Angela helping every mom network with each other so they get support too.
And she also provides help by telephone.
She certainly does, yes. So she is available by phone anytime, 24/7. She takes calls for moms who need help. And I know it's more than once that she has gotten a call in the middle of the night with a crying baby on the other end. And by the end of the conversation, mom and baby are both happier.
Oh, wow. That's great. Well, Pam, it sounds as if you've known Angela for a long, long time. You certainly know her well, and she's certainly deserving of a Hometown Hero recognition. Thank you for letting us know about her.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, WCHL, for doing this. It's great.
Pam Friedman, who nominated Angela Davis Kinsey as today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
657 at WCHL. Freddie had to run out, had to go see a man about a dog, and Freddie asked the question about it. You travel directly south from Chapel Hill through South America. You will pass through three different countries. Those three countries are Colombia, Peru, and Ecuador. And we did not get a winner this morning. Freddie stumped everybody. Freddie will be back tomorrow morning with another question for you on WCHL and your opportunity to win a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Gene Sutterth, Cedars member since 2005. Here's what Gene had to say.
My husband, Tom Sutterth, former state senator, passed away in 2010. He is the reason we came here. But let me tell you why I love living at the Cedars. The location is priceless. We are right in the middle of everything. Grocery stores, the Metamont community. The security and transportation are incredible. The grounds are breathtaking. The food is delicious. I am a vegetarian, and they even customize my pizza. The perks offered on campus are endless. Workout room, pool, hair salon, newspapers, movies, concerts, and so much more. My beloved Tom brought me to the right place.
Thanks, Gene. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's half off, $20 of delicious food and drinks, available now for $10. The Triangle's oldest brewery is open every day for lunch, dinner, and late night, and offers local beef burgers, hand-cut fries, and fun appetizers. New for the summer is a Triple S Lager, a full-flavored Vienna-style lager perfect for hot Carolina summers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather, presented by Crown Honda of South Point. It is going to be really nice today, 71 degrees right now, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. I say nice, but it's going to be hot, high today in the low 90s. Get ready for that. Temperatures will back off a little bit tomorrow. Tomorrow's high in the low 80s, and the same goes for the weekend. Actually, pretty nice. Crown Honda of South Point. Point is the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Crown Honda of South Point.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. The wife of one man who died waiting to see a VA doctor says she knows why it happened.
These people didn't care. He was a number.
Today, Deputy White House Chief of Staff Rob Neighbors will confront officials at the VA hospital in Phoenix. CBS News White House correspondent.